control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free as we launch here into the second hour of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So, coming up here, we're going to give you some news that is not very good, unfortunately, about Guantanamo. But first, just to respond to what happened in the last hour, we had Dino call in from Japan about this commonly held conspiracy theory, at least common among some of the people that have called this show over the years, it seems, that we're being poisoned. And that there's mind control going on. Because there's different versions of the chemtrails conspiracy theory. One of them is that they're doing it to control people's minds. The other is that they're doing it to poison people. And the other one is that they're doing it to try to control weather. And then, human beings dying from that is going to be, just some of the consequences of trying to control the weather. Or getting poisoned by, the alleged aluminum and barium that is allegedly being sprayed all over the place. And if it's not a real contrail, it's a chemtrail, and there's allegedly ways to tell the difference, and there's a lot of debate surrounding whether or not you can tell the difference, and there's a lot of debate surrounding whether they actually exist, whether these chemtrails exist. And Dino had called in to say that he'd seen some engineers in some sort of conference, some science-y types, admit to doing this, that they admitted to spraying these chemicals in the air, these metals, so they would allegedly reflect sunlight and thereby not contribute to global warming. Did I follow all that correctly?
Yeah. Sounds right.
And there's all kinds of wacky people out there researching different things. I've got something in my hand right now.
I'm not saying Dino's wacky. He's always seemed to be...
No, he's not researching anything either.
But, I mean, there are wacky things that are being researched. For example, I have in my hand right here a brochure on a conference on suspended animation where they freeze you, and then they reanimate you, so to speak, in like 100 years.
Yeah, let me get that, because I'm going to do that.
Yeah. I got that in the mail.
I'm doing that crap.
Yeah. Because maybe you don't like the next what's going to happen in the next 20 years, but I mean, there's all sorts of stuff they're researching.
When I come back, I am never working with Ian again.
Maybe we should freeze you both together and then wake you back up in 50 years.
I hope they put you on a bunch of good dope before they actually start freezing you. Yeah. They would have to, right?
But I mean, there's stuff. I mean, the military has talked about this. Officials in the military have talked about and bragged about, even back in the 90s, about being able to control weather, almost being able to control weather or manipulate weather. I don't know if that's true, but they claim to have done that. And the Russians also did research on weather modification as well during the Soviet Union.
Just because somebody's researching it doesn't mean they're going to get anywhere. Though,
that's
right?
True. That's very true.
And no doubt, there have been instances of government people spraying things for experimental purposes, or in the case of what we experienced down in Florida, to control some sort of canker sore on citrus. Were you down there when that happened? I don't think you were.
Yes, I was.
You were, okay.
Yeah.
And that, that was a big deal. People knew about it, and they were very upset about it, and rightly, as they should be. If it's really happening, then that's pretty bad news.
They did that in California when I lived there, too. There was a big flap back in the late 80s, early 90s with a malathion spraying program in the L.A. area. And a lot of people really made a big fuss about it because it is poison.
But the question is it really happening like these people who are pushing this conspiracy theory want you to believe that it is?
Don't know.
Well, no, you're right. Nobody really knows. That yet when you go and you look at these chemtrail websites, do your research, they say. Well, once you start doing that, you come across a bunch of crazy ass websites with pictures that look like contrails or some jet doing loop-de-loops in the sky or just somebody up there having fun or whatever. I mean, there's no way to really know. Maybe you could test. Some of these people are saying now you need to test the streams, test the water,
test allegedly
the snow.
That has been done. But yeah. I think we first
well,
have
if it
to...
Has, if it has been done, then why can't there... Why hasn't somebody picked up on this as like a major story, as a huge expose on something that, if it were true, would be particularly
order,
outrageous?
They're never going to tell you.
Don't know.
Well, that's paranoid, Mark.
I know.
I mean, there are gatekeepers in the mainstream media. That's well established. However, now that you have the alternative media, people are talking about it in the alternative media, which you didn't have 15 years ago. But again, you really don't know until... But let me ask you this, too, though. Think about this. What don't they lie about these days? What doesn't the government lie about? And then we'll go from there.
Sure, obviously, they lie about a lot of things. But there's one thing to... It's one thing to know that the government is doing things that are wrong. It's one thing to know that the government is hurting people. We know these things. We don't have to speculate. We can show you example after example of police abusing people. We can show you the government stealing money from people and destroying lives and bombing folks and threatening and scaring and intimidating. We can show all of this very
but
clearly.
But it's not hard to make the jump to this in some cases. I'm not saying it's true.
That's my problem, yeah. Wayne, is that people are making a jump, and they're jumping to the conclusion that there's chemtrails up there, and then they start freaking out, and they believe they're being poisoned, and they start going to things like Dino was saying. He gets some kind of, like, what was it, a therapy? You must know what it is, Wayne. You're like the alternative health guy.
Well,
like,
he might be doing some kind of sauna or who knows. There's a lot of different ways
to
detox.
Yeah, to allegedly remove the chemicals from the metals from his body that he's ostensibly absorbed from these alleged chemtrails. But the problem I have is the jump and presuming that these things are happening and spending so much time trying to learn about something that may not actually be happening. Maybe it has only happened in a few experimental trials and that it's not happening on a regular basis. I don't want to live the life where I look up in the sky and I see a beautiful sky, except I believe that it's raining poison down on me. That's not the kind of life that I want to live.
Yeah, I want to be fair about this and balanced about it, you know. And I know if you remember the Tuskegee experiment where they injected the black males with syphilis. I mean, our government has a history of doing this type of thing. It doesn't mean this is true this time, but they do have a history of doing these types of things to their citizens and to foreigners even more so.
Sure, they've tested nuclear weapons out in out west.
Yeah, and they blow up depleted uranium bombs in Iraq and in foreign countries, you know. So.
Why not
is
stick
that
to
that
the
much
facts?
Of a, you're right. You're
Why
right.
not stick? This is my biggest problem with the conspiracy movement is that they go off the rails trying to paint the government as evil. It already is evil. There's all kinds of things that you could. They do evil. I know that the people within it aren't evil. They think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But they're already doing plenty of evil that we don't have to speculate about. I don't have to point up in the sky and start yelling about how chemicals are raining down on me because, well, that's crazy paranoia stuff, and I don't want to be in that camp. I don't want to believe that for myself as well, because then I'll have to start walking around with a gas mask on. And all these people that are so serious about chemtrails, why aren't they walking around with gas masks on? Because I know all of them can't afford. I think Dino does pretty well for himself out in Japan. I don't think they can all afford to regularly go and have their toxins removed from their system. So clearly it's not that big of a concern, right? It's just something. It's a neat hobby, and you can know something more than somebody else knows about what the government is ostensibly doing.
It's interesting. I mean, are they doing this all over the planet? If they're doing it in Japan, I mean, it's not like our planes from here in the United States are just jumping over to Japan and giving them a little spritz and then coming back.
It's a world conspiracy.
One has to wonder, what are they doing?
Yeah. Who knows?
So this is my biggest problem. The biggest problem I have with the conspiracy movement is that they speculate too much. And I understand it's fun and exciting for them to try to figure out what's really going on, but we've got enough evidence of what's really going on to be pretty outraged. I mean, internal checkpoints in the name of so-called immigration control.
Mm-hmm.
You've got taxes being increased dramatically. Illinois increasing their state tax by 66%, something like that. All kinds of abuse of human beings around the world. In this country, you've got a record number of people sitting in jail cells. The war on drugs, the madness that destroys people's families and homes, and just constant extraction of wealth from human beings, and obedience training, all kinds of stuff, indoctrination in the government schools. I mean, there's so much that you can point to that makes it very, very clear that the government is the problem. And indeed, if they're right, let's say they're correct, and that there's this huge campaign to blanket the earth with barium, let's say they're correct about that. If we can successfully get rid of the federal government, well, that'll solve a lot of those problems, these, you know, big evil conspiracies that are out there.
Sure.
So, it'll be solved eventually. And in the meantime, there's nothing you can really do about it. There's not much that can be done because you sound like a crazy loon going outside and telling everybody that those contrails up there are really poisonous gases or poisonous chemicals that are trying to kill you or, you know, brainwash you or whatever.
You don't know unless you analyze them in the lab.
Yeah, and you would never know for sure unless you actually manage to get them, you know, kind of in the, I guess, while they're still in the air, right? Because they're trying to take water from streams, but that can be tainted in a variety.
You can measure soil before and after, I suppose.
So if there is a conclusive way to determine this, Wayne, I would like to see the conclusions rather than speculation. But even then, I'm not going to jump on board and start, you know, making this my issue. It's crazy. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And some of the features, by the way, on our website include our mobile site. You can access it from your smartphone by going to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and our podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com.
You have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections. SACL CAI, the main sponsor of Free Talk Live, the principal over there, Jason Osborne, well, can handle that for you. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They do so in a manner that's respectful to your clients. They do not try to intimidate them or belittle them or anything like that. They just collect the money that you want and treat your clients the way that you'd treat them. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So let's continue here and talk about some real tangible things that we can point to show that the government is awful and that it's a decrepit old idea, barbaric concept that needs to be abolished. Here's the news out of, I believe this is commondreams.org, where they're reporting on the man who promised you change, Barack Obama. He said during his campaign that he was going to get rid of the Guantanamo Bay. You remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got a lot of votes for that.
We were going to get out of Iraq too.
Yeah, you mean the government?
Don't forget transparency in the government.
And no more lobbyists.
Right, right.
Working for the government.
So here's an update. According to CommonDreams.org, the U.S. Attorney General is not sure if Guantanamo is going to be shut by 2013. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said on Tuesday he was not sure if the prison holding terrorism suspects in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, would be closed by the end of Barack Obama's first term.
Now, I'd like to point out that at least in the civics class that we were given in school, so if you don't believe what I'm saying, you have to believe in some kind of conspiracy theory. That the president has the right to move, members of the military around. He's the commander in the chief of military. He may not be able to shut down Guantanamo, because maybe that's an act of Congress. I don't know. Hmm. But he could move every single man, woman, and child out of that base and leave it empty.
He could. He very well could. And, in fact, the original story was
the guy that has the Peace Prize. I just want to mention that.
Well, the original version of this was that, well, you know, we were going to shut it down, but we've decided to just take the prisoners to other prisons around the world. And I don't know if that's actually occurred to any extent. So they were already going back on this particular promise not long after the election, if I'm recalling correctly.
But some of the other prisons allegedly around the world are a lot worse and more cruel and inhumane than Guantanamo. What they've said.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not an improvement. It's just they're shuffling their cards.
The deck chairs in the Titanic are just moving around.
Right. They're not letting these people go. They're just going to play games with them, essentially. And in this case, they're just not even going to shut it down at all. And if he's saying he doesn't know, that means it's not going to happen, right? So he says, I don't know, Mr. Holder told the House of Representatives. We will do all that we can. Boy, isn't that a really bureaucratic statement? We'll do all that we can. Meaning nothing, because they can't do anything, apparently. Right. They haven't done anything yet.
What it means is I'm going to forget about this after we're done talking.
Yeah. Because like you said, Mark, if they wanted to, they could just go ahead and pull everybody out of there. So clearly they can do more. Clearly they could actually take an action and advance this supposed plan to close down Guantanamo Bay and set these poor bastards free that have been sitting in there and rotting away without any kind of trial whatsoever on these alleged charges of terrorism or aiding and abetting terrorism, etc., that they were just swooped up for while they were walking down the street in Pakistan because some warlord decided he wanted to capture a $10,000 reward or however much it was they were paying out for each person that they submitted to the U.S. military as an ostensible terrorist. That's why a lot of these guys are in there. They didn't have anything to do with any terrorism. They just got caught up in a sweep.
And the U.S. government probably doesn't care because they want to have a bunch of guys in there to show all the terrorists that they're catching and preventing from attacking us and killing us.
And also, it's money. It's the size of government. They want their operations to continue at the same size. No administrative bureaucrat wants to have his division shut down.
Or reduced.
Right. So Holder declined to offer any new details about plans on how the administration will prosecute terrorism suspects held at the Guantanamo Bay prison. They've really been moving forward with that, haven't they? Look at all those trials that have been happening in the last three... Oh, wait, no. No. I don't recall hearing anything about
that trial. Right.
Yeah, y'all were here.
Yeah, I've heard stuff.
Have there been trials? I haven't heard anything about that.
I think so.
Not many. If there's a few here and there, token trials, but...
If there was a trial, you'd think you'd hear, like, wow, they've got a terrorist on trial, and look at all this evidence. He's a real terrorist, and, boy, it's a good thing they kept him at Guantanamo Bay, isn't it? No, I didn't hear any of that stuff. Have you? Maybe I missed it. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, really moving forward fast with justice in this case for these people. Let's see. He said repeatedly that the administration still planned to close the facility. Well, plans don't really mean much, do they, if you don't act on them? I mean, it's good to have plans. It's very important to plan things in one's life. If you're living without a plan, then you're planning to fail, one might say. But in this case, if they allegedly had plans, maybe they should move ahead with them, because it doesn't seem like they're doing that. The U.S. Congress has barred the Obama administration from bringing any detainees to U.S. soil for prosecution or detention, significantly hampering the effort to close the prison. See, it's just a bureaucratic snafu. They, there's the different arms of the government battling with one another. That's why they can't help these people and actually get something done.
Well, the first 2 years Obama was president, he had a Democratic Congress. Why do they block him? They're in the same party, aren't
good
they?
Good question.
That's still not the point. The point is, whatever excuse they're making, they could pick these guys up and move them someplace and then move every man, woman, and child out of this base. They do not need, let Congress fund an empty base if that's what they want to do. If he really wanted to do what he said he was going to do, and he wasn't full of hot air, he could make this happen. You see, that's the difference between a campaign intention and a campaign promise. If politicians would make promises when they make promises, and intentions when they make tensions. When I get to Washington, I'm going to do my best to cut spending and to make government efficient. That's an intention. When I get to Washington, I'm going to shut down Guantanamo Bay, end the war in Iraq, bring government transparency, blah, blah, blah. Those are promises. Do these guys not know the difference between what an intention is and a promise? Because I can assure you that the American public feels lied to the point that they don't believe these people anymore, to the point that they think the politicians are lying when their lips are moving.
Isn't that good, though?
Yeah, I don't know if they believe that, Mark. They keep voting for them.
But what are you going to do?
Well, I don't...
Well, they voted for a bunch of Tea Party Republicans, and a lot of them...
You can't secede. I mean, you can secede yourself if you're ready to sit around. And I mean, a lot of people consider that waiting to get thrown in jail.
Obama administration officials have said the prison serves as a recruiting tool for anti-American militants and has made it hard to negotiate with some U.S. allies to take in detainees who've been cleared of any wrongdoing. Republicans and even some of his fellow Democrats have opposed bringing terrorism suspects to U.S. soil for prosecution and traditional federal courts and instead want them tried in special military commissions at the Guantanamo prison. Now, the reason for that is because they don't actually have a case. Because if you want someone to have a military tribunal, then that means that you want them tried in secret, and that you you don't have anything that you can present publicly to show people that these guys are actually terrorists. If you actually had evidence that they were terrorists, you could present that evidence and get an easy conviction. But no, they just want to take these human lives and flush them down the toilet. Because government cares. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dialing toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac. We'll give that to you here in a little bit. Stay tuned for your chance to get a two-pack of the Totesac in a bit. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves, and you need to know about the cruise. Mark is going on it, and you could attend with him, along with Stefan Molyneux and Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, a couple of great thinkers in the Liberty movement, and then there's Mark. And they're all going to be on the same cruise ship together. And Mark, how can people get involved in that?
Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. There's still a few rooms left for this exciting adventure. Cruise.freetalklive.com. We can all get marooned on a desert island. You, me, Stefan Molyneux. It'll be great.
Sounds like fun. Cruise.freetalklive.com. All right. So our number here, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. And then Wayne is going to tell us about fake people created by the government online. And this is not a conspiracy theory. We will go first to Larry, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, I'm listening to your conversation. What on earth are we allowing our officials to drag us into a war on terrorism where they've already stated it's going to last forever, and we've already spent trillions of dollars on it? We have the states that are going broke, or at least they claim they're broke. We have our way of life being destabilized after many years being accustomed to a good lifestyle, which we can still have now, if we would just stop going around the world messing with people. Now,
well, I am not going anywhere messing with anyone.
Well, our government, yeah. Our government, the corporation of the United States, yeah, is doing it. Remember after the first Gulf War, there was over 200,000 prisoners that surrendered, right? They brought them all over here to America. They were so cute. They was like getting a little poodle or something and bring your Iranian poodle over. People were showing on 2020 about how they adopted an Iranian soldier because they didn't want him to go back there and be killed by Saddam. I mean, and now Obama has offered the Libyan people, anybody that wants to, a new start can come to their embassy and come to America. That's so stupid. And I've seen it in the paper today. Man, it's so What are we thinking about?
Wait a minute. Why is that stupid? I mean, if that's really true, they're letting...
That's true.
Wait, let me make sure I'm clear on this. You're saying that Obama is encouraging the refugees from Libya to come to the United States?
That's right. He said, we're going to help you in every way we can, and that means to come over as a political prisoner. I mean, that is so stupid.
A prisoner or to get a new start on life?
As to get a new start on life.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good thing.
I mean, this is so stupid.
Why is that stupid, Larry?
Why don't we think about our own people first? I mean, you can't go around the world every time some mangy dog starts sparking up. You probably don't start him doing it anyway by giving him the weapons to do it with.
I vociferously disagree with you on this. I don't know what all the details are on this, Larry.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Point of information. If they're planning on taking people's money by threat of force, which is what the government does, and then giving that money to other people, that I disagree with. But the idea of allowing people to come here when they're being persecuted in their own land, or they're afraid to live where they currently live, or they just want to leave where they currently live for whatever reason,
I think they're still taking your money. If I was some poor sap over in Egypt, the first thing I would do is go to the American embassy and say, I was with Al-Qaeda. I know how I can get you information on Al-Qaeda. Just bring me to America, and I'll tell you everything.
Well, wait, is he saying it's only people that are terrorists that can do this, or
it's the refugees? People that are refugees from Libya.
It doesn't sound to me like there's some sort of requirement that they have information that's valuable to the government.
That could possibly be part of the deal, but I don't know. Mm. But I just think for you guys are young and everything, and you're white men, right?
I don't have a race.
Well, I've been down to the Capitol here in Indianapolis where they're protesting, mostly white people, because they have the good union jobs and stuff. What's happening is they want to destabilize their way of life, and they're mad about it. They're not going to let that go. They're not going to work for $5 an hour.
Wait, you're talking about the government bureaucrats that are protesting?
Well, I'm not talking about. Well, see, they've got you thinking that because they're not saying about all the steel workers and all the electricians, all the carpenters unions that are down there on their doorstep right now. I mean, if you don't have no money, boys, it's hard to be peaceful. It really is.
Oh yeah, I agree that metals cost money, but I think that a free market is the best way for people to earn them, and that's what we advocate for.
There's no way you can win that argument after we've sat here in America and spent all our tax dollars on building this infrastructure, building this way of life, to have some stupid out of touch attorney, which is what we have as a Speaker of the House, and some corporate raider like Mitch Daniels come in and try to destroy a beautiful state that I've lived in for 50-some years, and these people are coming in not because the people want them to, but because some conviction they have that they can get all the money. They don't want to share the money, see?
Are you talking about at the federal level?
I'm talking about at the state level, right here in Indiana.
I see.
Right here in Indiana at our capital today. It's happening.
So who's protesting in Indianapolis?
We've got the teachers, we've got the carpenters, we've got the steel workers.
So now the regular unions are backing up the government unions?
They should be pleading right down there together, which we've been for 2 weeks, but we have a speaker that is out of control.
Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mm. Lots of different issues, obviously, in play there with Larry tonight. I don't know if it's true what he's saying about them allowing people.
I'm looking here and got Google News. I have searched Obama, Libya, refugees, asylum. I got nothing. Nothing. Yeah.
I mean, if it's true.
I mean, I generally don't use Google necessarily as my search engine. I often use startpage.com. But
there have been programs like this.
For news, I think that it's a good idea.
There have been programs like this. I know that Luther, one of our old co-hosts in the past, he was living in Portland, Maine for a while, and he says that there's a large Somalian population there, and I guess that they were settled there by some sort of federal program to bring them in.
I've also heard there are programs like that in New Hampshire, too, in Concord, Manchester area.
I've heard the same thing. The Lutheran Church has helped to get the Hmong up in Wisconsin. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I want people to come to America for a better life. If somebody wants to pay for a plane ticket to get them over here, that's fine. My tax dollars shouldn't go for that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there should be any impedance. There also shouldn't be any help. I'm not going to, you know, they shouldn't be eligible for welfare. They shouldn't be eligible for all kinds of government freebies. You know, if you're going to have those programs, I suppose you could limit them to American citizens. But, you know, quite honestly, I don't see why I should be, you know, forking over my money for a bunch of lazy American citizens when you know, folks want to come from other countries, work their butts off, and make a better life for themselves.
Yeah.
Well, so, a lot of our ancestors were like that. They came over my ancestors came over in the early 1900s, worked hard, didn't have any help whatsoever, and made a great life for themselves.
Yeah, and you know they were, because for one thing they were motivated to do that. They couldn't do that over in back in Italy or wherever they were from, because the place was controlled by monarchs and autocrats and things like that. They just couldn't get ahead. So here they had the opportunity to do that, but there wasn't a social safety net, so they were motivated to go ahead and earn a living. But so many people come here now and, you know, live here now that aren't motivated to work because they don't have to. They've got the welfare system that, you know, catches their slack, and, well, funny, they get more slack that way.
And, you know, the whole issue with these protests with the teachers and everything, to me it saddens me because it's at a point now where they're pitting people against one another at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the public unions, which, by the way, FDR didn't even believe in public workers. Yep. Being unionized, against the taxpayers. You know, so in other words, if you don't want to pay higher taxes to give them raises every year, then you're selfish.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
It's a big problem.
It happened as a result of having this coercive taxation system in place. If they were just regular employees working at a job, working at a private school or whatever, then they would have, if you could have an issue, they could collectively bargain, but then
sure,
we wouldn't all be on the hook.
Unions are not the same as public sector unions.
Yes.
Not the same.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, So I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With zero debt guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call zero debt guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwave. Dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then you can voluntarily support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today over at amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, get signed up, use any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use MasterCard or Visa right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, as well as a few other things like the amp-only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, get the details and the perks as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, Nick is on the line in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
One day you talked about video game addiction.
Yes, sir.
I jokingly consider myself something of an expert on video games. I'm a video game designer fresh out of college, working on my first real project with a programming buddy of mine.
Nice.
And as someone for whom video games are a way of life, I can tell you that you can't measure an addiction by hours of play. The way you measure it is by how often you choose to play the video games over social obligations, whether it's being with your girlfriend or playing tug of war with your pit bull.
Indeed.
If you play video games but still make time for things that are important, then you, well, in my case, playing video games is part of my work.
Right. Well, I'm just pointing out that some people will play video games so late into the night that it affects their work.
It's to your if it's to your detriment, right, the playing the games.
Yes. Yeah, now something that's important to be aware of for those of you with video gamers in your life is that everyone has a different rate of incidence of those choices depending on their lifestyles, jobs, and personality types. More introverted people like myself who prefer to spend a majority of their time alone will naturally have a lower rate of incidence of those choices and as a result will often spend more of their time playing video games. And it's not really, you know, some people will want to blame the video games because it's drawing you away. Well, for some people, they want to be alone anyway.
Yeah.
And they're just as likely to be writing. I also spend a lot of my time writing.
Or reading a book or something like that.
Yeah. But there are also a lot more active people who might surprise you with how often they play video games. A lot of mixed martial arts fighters play a lot of video games because it's only physically possible to train so much before you have to rest. Mm-hmm. And during that rest period, they play the games. Something that bothers me when people talk about video games is that it's often treated like smoking, like it's a bad habit that is or cannot be constructive. But movies are the same way, TV shows are the same way, even novels are the same way. It's just entertainment. Well, the purpose of life, as I see it, is twofold: to have fun and to be fulfilled. If you're already doing things that feel fulfilling, then the rest is all about having fun. And different people prioritize those two goals differently. Some people are workaholics who feel like they have to do something productive all the time, but others are content to do a little work and then spend the rest vegging out with video games.
Sure.
And it's also possible to be constructive with video games. You can learn a lot from them. I personally learned a lot. One is that it's good practice for systems analysis, and I dare say that's what brought me personally to the message of liberty. Analyzing games and how they work makes you more aware of how a set of rules influences behavior. Every little flaw or loophole in a set of video game rules gets the heck exploited out of it by experienced players.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing things like this, I think, made it a lot easier for me to understand Austrian economics.
It's very interesting. I've got no objection to people playing video games.
Yeah.
I like it myself, but I do know the power of the game and how it can draw you in. And I've experienced this myself. And you could say, well, it's Ian, it's your lack of willpower to exit the game, and that's certainly the truth. But it's a very attractive thing to spend time on when you get into it. And, you know, and I agree with you that it is on the same par as television and other things. I would argue that it's better than television because at least you're interacting. At least your brain is probably thinking a little bit more when you're...
Well, it's very engaging.
Yeah.
It engages my imagination greatly. Most of what I write about is inspired by the games I play and things that I think of when I'm gaming. And I also role play with friends using OpenRPG. It's all text based, and we role play stories from our favorite game universes.
Wow! So you're like a fan fiction gamer. Like, you write about the characters and stuff that you encounter in the games.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Hey, man, whatever works for you. I don't. Yep. Did you feel like you were being critiqued for liking video games when we were talking about that topic?
Well, kind of. There are some things that Michelle said, but I get the feeling I might have been misinterpreting them.
Well, I think Michelle has never played video games.
She's never played, yeah.
And so she doesn't quite understand it. And it's easy.
It's like somebody who's never taken a drug talking about drugs.
It's easy to take pot shots at. I mean, you know, there was a time when comic books were looked down upon as, kids' stuff. And now people, you know, grown adults.
Now they're collectibles.
Yeah, read comic books. I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Same thing with games. Now lots of adults play games because they grew up with them.
A video game is just another form of media. I mean, you know, books, magazines, comic books, all these things are ways to sort of escape your current reality and to enter a new one, and that's all a video game is.
And, you know, I haven't talked with Michelle about this, but I suspect that maybe her sons or her kids at one time or another played video games, and maybe she had trouble getting them off the console once they got started, because I've had the experience with my kids, and we limit their video game time, and if they get out of hand with it, then we take it away and hide it for a while, lock it up. But I still think that they can be very useful in developing certain skills.
It sounded to me like she had more trouble keeping her children away from books. Didn't she mention that one of them got, like, addicted to books, sort of?
Yeah, I think she had an older daughter.
Thank you for the call, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I would say that he's right and that they are very similar. They are certain. You're right, Mark, that they are another form of media. But they're much more intricate. They're not as...
Yeah,
you know, a book, you turn the pages.
It's an interactive world that you participate in, sure.
Sure, and a book is that way to an extent. I mean, you're using your imagination to create the world, and as was pointed out, some people will pick up a book and they won't put it down until they're finished. So no doubt that same kind of addictive behavior can happen with television and books. But there's something about video games, especially some of the new massively multiplayer online games, where, again, we reference this article from Cracked.com where they talk about the things that they do in these games to make them more addictive. Some of the techniques that they use are actually, like, scientifically making these games more addictive than they otherwise might be. And not to say there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you know, if you want to go smoke cigarettes, smoke as many cigarettes as you want to. Just, you know, hopefully it won't get to the point where it detriments your other things that are going on in your life. So I think that was more of a cautionary kind of a subject, was to point out that this is fun. It's okay to have fun, but you can take having fun too far, I think.
Yeah, gambling can be an addiction for some people.
Yeah.
It can be terrible. They can lose all their, you know, money, and, you know, that's not good. But at the same time, I don't think gambling should be gotten rid of.
And also, in a video game, compared to a book or a television show, you are the character. In a lot of games, that is the purpose, is to put you in the role of, you know, the swashbuckling pirate or, you know, the little beast that runs around or whatever the character is. You are that character. And so the things that happen to that character are happening to you, and they're happening because of the choices that you make in the game. And that's a lot different from a book, whereas, you know, you're reading about another character, unless it's like Choose Your Own Adventure or something like that.
Yeah. I really liked those when I was a kid.
Those are fun, fun books. And but the same thing with a TV show. Nobody's under the illusion that on the TV show, that's you on the TV show. You're not making those choices. It's pre-scripted. It's all happening. Of course, you could point out the video game is also pre-scripted. You can only make certain choices the game allows you to make. But nonetheless, you are making those choices, whereas the only thing you choose with television or a book is which show to watch, which book to read. So they're much more interactive that way, and I think that they are that much more powerful as an interactive medium. I love video games. It's one of my favorite mediums. It's one of my preferred mediums. I just don't spend as much time on them as I used to, or maybe as much time as I might like to, but I think they are the most powerful.
When you get
medium.
Rich, maybe you'll start playing video games more, right?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I think they are the most powerful medium because it's much more involving for the person that is playing them, which means they're more likely, I think, to keep somebody away from a meal or to keep somebody away from a shower or to keep somebody away from going
to
work.
Some people who play video games need to miss a meal.
Oh, jeez. Let's continue here. Brian is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Brian. Brian?
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
It's great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I want to talk about the Democrats walking out of the Indiana State House and how a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot of people, a lot of public union people seem to be in a tizzy about the right-to-work bill that's in the State House right now. And my take on all that is that the union somehow finagled through lobby the license to take money from people.
I tell you what, hold that thought. I want to bring you back after the news here in a moment. If you don't mind, I'd like to hold you through the news, and we'll let you continue and expound because you're not going to be able to do it in 30 seconds. Hang on, we'll bring you back, Brian. 800-259-9231 is the number here. That is not the number you need to win the two-pack of the Totesac. The two-pack of the Totesac will be given to you if you call in at 603-435-1105. That's our special contest line, and you'll win the Totesac, which is what, Mark?
Totesac is a retail grocery bag carrier made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's an amazing little device. You know, it'll carry grocery bags like you wouldn't believe.
Does a great job. I use it every time.
Yeah, you can use it as a little sort of plastic brass knuckle.
You can go to totesac.us to learn more and order your own, TOTASAK.US. And if you call now at 603-435-1105, you could win a two-pack. More coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call